Welcome back to the 7th episode of the Short Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Olivia Maiden, and today we have some pretty interesting things. Lately, my family and I have been watching American Idol or like some singing shows, and it's interesting to see who's going to be the next, you know, person that's going to go on to having a career but more in music. And I just wanted to make this whole podcast kind of about that singing vibe. For some reason, it just caught me when I was thinking about that. And first of all, I just want to say, yeah, so this weekend I'm gonna be chilling at the beach, and I was just wondering, what are your guys' favorite beach or vacation spot? I mean, let me know, guys. Also, on our next podcast, we're gonna have a poll from my Instagram on both of my accounts, at Short Stories Podcast and at maiden.olivia_11, and they are going to be polls on what are your favorite quotes, what are your favorite authors, what are your favorite books, and I want you guys to tell me a story. It could be really short. This is called Short Stories. It could be just like, today this weirdo came up to me and was like saying weird stuff in a different language, and I had no idea what they were saying, and they were just, I don't even know, just something, or you could make something up, but real life stories are great as well. I wanted to start off this whole singing episode off with a storybird. We're not going to be reading the chapter this time from that socializing game book. Right now we're going to be reading one chapter from this storybird story by this author named Rose Thorne, and we are going to be seeing what that is. I actually haven't read this yet, so it's all new, and it's all going to be a first for everybody. So this is titled Singing Into a Hairbrush, and the first chapter is called First Day. Chapter 1. On my first day of kindergarten, the teacher asked me my name. I was scared. She was tall. I didn't tell her my name, and she understood. She asked if I could spell it, slipping a pencil into my hands. I couldn't. I was more scared. She looked even taller. I ran into the bathroom and cried. The tall teacher came to get me. She took my hand and told me it was okay. I could tell her later what my name was. Her hand was warm. I was less scared. I softly sung my name in a little song, and she laughed. She was a nice teacher. That was just the first chapter. I mean, it was just a bunch of spaces of words, so I think it was pretty good with the, I mean, maybe the grammar was a little off, but it was still like, wow, like, you crying on your first day of kindergarten, and then you sing your name? I mean, who sings their name, like, to your teacher or anything? Okay, we're just gonna read the second chapter, titled, My Name Is Nervous. My name is Violet. I am supposed to be in high school this semester. Nervous. That's the only word for what I feel right now. Worried for what the school year will bring. And happy, because I didn't care for my middle school. Too many cool kids, too many stressful teachers, too little friends. But let's read the third chapter. There's like, kind of, I guess there's quite a few chapters, but this is the last chapter that we're gonna read, called First Day Again. I walk into the high school. I'm a freshman. Who notices freshmen? Who cares? I remember my first day of kindergarten. I remember the tall teacher who only wanted my name. Now I have 7 teachers. All will want my name. All will say my name to the class as we introduce ourselves and pretend we like each other for the teacher's sake. Now I sing my name softly under my breath. Violet. Violet. It's a pretty name. Wow. I think that this person, like, even though I know that their grammar's off and it might just, if you read this, it might be on purpose, but I just think that the whole story of this shy person that literally doesn't really have friends named Violet, she does have a pretty name, I will say, she does have a pretty name, but this, you can get from this that she has a voice, and she has a singing melodic voice as well. She is just too afraid to share it. I can tell that she's, like, insecure, introvert. But that was our first time, guys, of what we were going to see that had to do with singing. Secondly, guys, we are going to be listening to, instead of doing a reaction to a animated story, since my device, one of my devices, has hated me and stopped working, we're going to be listening to a song. It's called You Say, it's by Lauren Daigle, and we're going to be listening to the story behind the song and reflecting on that. As I know, I've heard this song, but maybe, I think it used to be like number one on Apple, but I can tell that some people might have a different view of what it means, but I can give an explanation on both views, so let's listen to it. Right before we listen to it, let's do an ad break, and we'll be right back.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
I hope that that refreshed you guys from the ad break. That when you, it, after the ad break, then you just heard this pure voice of really good voice. I would say Lauren Daigle. She almost, like, she sounds like Adele, honestly, but maybe higher, almost. I don't know exactly, but I will say that this song has very different perspectives for very different people. And as I've known who Lauren Daigle is for a while, people didn't really know who she was that much that weren't Christians until, like, a couple of years ago or so. I don't think so. But I've known who she is. She sings some other songs. That whole album where she sings Yusei is awesome. It's called Look Up, Child. And I just want to say that that is all about, like, where if, so from a Christian worldview, this story is about where you're struggling in your faith, and at one point, like, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm such a terrible person, everything, which, oh, like, this happens to Christians. This can happen where you're like, oh, I don't think that I'm good enough and stuff. But then this time out that God is saying that, yes, like, you are, like, even though you are, like, the penalty is death, like, Jesus came to save our sins. And so, by believing in that, we have hope and we have faith and we have the most loving Father of all. For people that aren't Christians, this message is probably, I don't know, I feel like even for Christians too, it might be like a mental message. Also for non-Christians, like a mental health message. Like for some people, if they don't know God, they might be thinking that a loved one is saying all this to them. But in the song, it does say God, and I think maybe Lord. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, that song Yusei, which I hope that you guys have heard, if not already. But our last segment, that was the story behind a song, and that was Yusei by Lauren Daigle. You can check it out, Apple Music, or whatever you listen to music on. I have one more thing, and it's literally just a singing story that I wrote. I write these, they're kind of like poems, except for they don't rhyme, like they're in poem format. So they're all in like lines and sentences. I don't know what to call that. But this short story is called Sing Your Heart Out. No one's around. It's hiding inside, but it wants out. The cool spring air is blowing in my hair. The sun is shining in my eyes, making them feel blind but beautiful. I shout loud. I sing with all my might. The world isn't watching. Only God is. The melody is graceful but intelligent. I sing my heart out, since being alone isn't being alone at all. That's my story that I wanted to share with you guys that I just wrote recently, very recently. And the last part where I was saying being alone is not being alone at all, it's like basically saying God's always with you, and also when you're singing, you're not alone. Like, your voice is shouting out if you're really alone or something. And the best way to do that is, I think, when you're alone or in a big crowd of people. When I'm at church, we're all singing our hearts out because, or at least most of us are, and it's because, like, well, we sing our hearts out to God, but nobody can really hear, well, some people you can hear singing, but even though the music's really loud, it's like, still sing your heart out because, I mean, it doesn't really matter what your voice sounds like as long as you're singing to God at my church, at least. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening to that singing episode. I'll be posting Instagram polls on probably like Sunday or Monday or just all of this week, and you guys can respond on there. And I hope you guys are having a great week, and please let me know, like, if you guys have any stories. I haven't gotten any yet, but if you guys have any stories, I'd love to share them on here. You could stay anonymous, you could stay with your name announced, but I just wanted to share that with you. Follow at Short Stories Podcast on Instagram, or just my regular Instagram account at maiden.olivia_11, where we can do the polls on either account. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great week. Adios.